We're thrilled to be joined on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show by the new president of hockey operations of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Davidson. Mr. Davidson, first of all, congratulations and welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi, gang. My pleasure. And by the way, it's not Mr. It's either John or JD, whatever you prefer. Not Mr. Okay.
Gotcha. Well, it'll be JD from now on. How's that sound?
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
First question has to be, you know, when you and Craig Patrick, who's now your colleague with the Columbus Blue Jackets, were teammates on the 74-75 St. Louis Blues, did you guys sit around talking about how one day you'd be running the expansion Columbus Blue Jackets?
Well, back in those days, we didn't even know it was going to happen in the following week. But it's nice to see Craig again. I know that he's actually up in Eastern Canada right now scouting some good junior players. Craig's had quite a resume throughout his career. You know, he was one of the few Americans at that point in time to make the National Hockey League. The family history of the Patrick family is very rich. And, of course, he's won some championships with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And he's like a wise old owl. Nice to have him around, I can tell you that.
John, can you talk about your transition from the television booth to the management side of things and, you know, including what was the biggest challenge?
I think inexperience, mostly, but I was fortunate in that when I got to St. Louis and for the first time to be a team executive, you know, when I back it up, of course, doing all the hockey all those years on television, you really see the world of hockey and what it's all about. I also had the real pleasure and in a way very fortunate to be able to meet a lot of quality hockey people over the years and watched how franchises were run, et cetera. And then when I had the opportunity to go to St. Louis, I was pretty green, but Larry Plough was there, the general manager, and he's a very giving person. And we spent a lot of time, because we didn't really have a whole lot here to start with, to put on the ice. We had some future, but the future wasn't ready. So we really went through it. Some interesting times, some very hard times, some great times, frustrating times. But it was when you go through all that stuff, you gain experience. And so that was the main thing, was the lack of experience. But I got it quickly because we had to learn on the job. We had 5,000 or 6,000 people in the stands at the time, and as I've always said, those were the best 5,000 or 6,000 people around because they were there through the bad times. And so we battled and found ways to get assets for the Blues to improve their future, and the future is now for them. It's a good hockey club. So it was just getting that experience is what it was all about.
We can speak to that, John. We were actually in St. Louis last April when you guys were playing the Sharks. The city was certainly excited about the team and about the team, both then in that series, but also you could see it in terms of the future.
Yeah, it was exciting. The arena here in St. Louis, when the fans go to it, it's somewhat like Winnipeg was this past winter. It becomes an event, and they had a lot of fun going to games. And the process of building an outfit through the draft primarily, and that's what we did in St. Louis, the fans had a real opportunity to come to the rink for a few years straight and watch the kids grow. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they were their own kids. And then when it starts to get towards fruition, they feel really good about it. And, yes, I think that they enjoy it. They love going to the building, having fun, all ages. And now you're seeing the team mature. There's going to be higher expectations on them, and there should be because it's a good hockey club. They're well coached now with Ken Hitchcock. Doug Armstrong, the GM, does a good job. So they're in a position to take another step. They have playoff experience behind them now. And they have got a lot of very, very, very good young players. And there's a lot of them coming, too. People like Schwartz and Ratty and Tarasenko and Yaska. There's a bunch of them. They're a good club.
John, when you and the Blues went your separate ways, was there any thought to returning to the television booth?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. I got to a point where you wondered about what it takes to do the job. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice. The one thing about television, if you do your job, it's hard work. A lot of people don't think it is, but it is. You're traveling around the country. You're just game after game after game. The last year I did television, I did 156 games during that season. And that was hard. But at the same time, you have your summers off. You get away from it, the whole thing. And in management, you don't really get away from it much. So I had to really weigh that and make that decision. I like to go out to British Columbia, to the East Kootenays, the Windermere Lake, Radium Hot Springs area. It's about an hour and a half southwest of Banff. We have a place there, and I enjoy it there, but I haven't gotten there much with this job. Right. So I had to weigh that, and then I weigh the fact that, you know, if you go to Columbus, which is a really good city, they have a great facility. They have all, every amenity you need to try to put together a team. They just need to get the team going. They have very strong ownership, and you look at it and you go, you know what? It's nice to be on the inside. It's nice to be part of something. It's going to be at times a rough ride. There's no question about that when you're starting low in the standings. But if you get there, it's sure satisfying, and I want to be part of that again. And I really like their ownership, and they were very kind to my family and myself. And again, it's a good city. It's the Midwest, very similar to St. Louis, very good, high quality of life. And it's not just about hockey, it's about life, too. It's, we all get older, and we should enjoy our lives. And I think Columbus will do that for us.
We're joined on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show by Columbus Blue Jackets President of Hockey Operations, John Davidson. JD, the Blue Jackets were a division rival for the St. Louis Blues, where you came from, of course. So, you know, you saw them six times a year, you know, minimum. You know, in terms of the Blue Jackets, what players surprised you with their on-ice ability?
Well, I tend to look at it as the positions with the club. I think their defense is their strength and their strong side of things. The future, too, when you look at their future, a young player like Murray, who plays out in Everett, who was a number two pick overall, I understand was outstanding last night. We had some people watching him play. You know, there's a bright future there. They have Moore and Erickson and Savard and other defensemen deep through the system, along with the five or six guys that are expected to start with the team. So I think that that's their strength. In goal, you look at Mason and you look at Bobrovsky and Curtis McElhinney, by the way, has had a great start in the American League. They're 4-1 at Springfield. He had a shutout last night. The main two guys, though, going in, I think are going to be better than what most people say. If this team can keep the puck out of the net, it'll give them a chance to compete. And when you do that, that's what you start with. Mason showed up prior to camp in the best shape of his career, a real commitment during the offseason, and that's a good thing because he needs that. And I think he has raw skills that will be able to show that he's a good goalie. He hasn't proven it in the last couple of seasons after the rookie of the year, but he's got it. Bobrovsky's one of the harder-working goaltenders you'll ever meet. He's had a great start with the KHL over in Russia, and I expect good things out of him. And then up front, they're bigger than they used to be, especially after the Nash trade, getting Dubinsky and Isimov. The scoring will be an issue. It's going to have to be by committee. It's our job to, as an organization, to look at the strengths of the organization and see if you can move somebody to try to fill some of the holes you have. What we did in St. Louis, if you remember, we built up a lot of first-rounders, and they're some really good young talent, but not everybody can play. So you take a player like Lars Eller, and we moved him to Montreal for Halak. We moved Eric Johnson because of the depth of Petrangelo, and moved Eric Johnson for two players, getting Shattenkirk, a defenseman, back, and also Chris Stewart, who was going to be a very good player. Shattenkirk already is a very good player. So the idea along the way is to build your assets up as much as possible, and then in turn try to fill the needs that every team has.
John, before taking your current position, did you talk at all with Ken Hitchcock about Columbus? And if so, what did he have to say?
Yeah, Hitch is a guy who likes to play golf or hit balls. we would go to the range and hit balls next to each other there and just chat and talk. He liked Columbus. Unfortunately, he got let go there, but he stayed there and lived there for an additional year and a half before he was picked up by the Blues. And we talked a lot about his views on things. It doesn't make them right, but it's certainly good to hear people's ideas and what their thoughts are. He's a great guy to chat with and a fun guy to talk hockey with. He's one of the old school guys who could talk 24 hours a day. He'd do 26 hours a day if there was 26 hours in a day. He just loves it. And I give him a lot of credit here in St. Louis. He's been involved with youth hockey and coaches and giving clinics and everything else during this lockout to keep busy. He's a good man. Yeah, you reach out. In this world of hockey, you build up relationships, and in turn, when you have things happening, you call people and you rely on their opinions. It helps you make decisions.
We're joined on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show by Columbus Blue Jackets President of Hockey Operations, John Davidson.
John, you know, when St. Louis came to Winnipeg last year, we saw them firsthand and saw, to me, one of the better transition teams in the league. And I think that starts in the back end with guys like Pietrangelo and Shattenkirk and just tremendous puck movers and speed. And you look at the team that you have now, and you alluded to it before, you know, the stronger core. And even in the past few months, you know, adding Jack Johnson and Ryan Murray and Tim Erickson, guys who can skate and move the puck. Do you see a lot of similarities there, and do you see the possibility of being a good transition team pretty quickly?
Well, I hope so. I mean, Jack Johnson was traded there, and I was interested from the outside, wondering how he was going to embrace going to Columbus, and he embraced it wholeheartedly, and I give him a lot of credit for that. He became their best defenseman. The Blues made a trade with Columbus, trading Nikitin to Columbus for Russell, and both players played better than I think both teams thought they would. Nikitin paired up with Fedor Tuten, so two Russians together. They were very good, very good. Wisniewski had a very difficult start last season with the suspension and injuries, so we expect more out of him. I just think that's the strength, and you're absolutely right. The idea is if you can't find a way to move it, you've got to be able to skate it. The vision, first pass, transition is what the game is about, no question. I remember that game at Winnipeg. Winnipeg played pretty good, if I remember. Wheeler was outstanding in that game. He must have had 12 scoring chances in that game. And I think, I'm trying to remember if it was Halak or Elliott. I can't remember who played.
I think that was Halak, I'm pretty sure.
Halak, yeah. He was outstanding, if I remember.
He was, yeah. 40
in
shots
in that game, yeah. Yeah, and that was a game where I thought Winnipeg actually played pretty well, if I remember correctly.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Moving to the forward groups.
It was an overtime game, too.
Yeah, I think it was an overtime. It was a Saturday afternoon game. That much I remember for sure.
Yeah.
Moving to the forward core, you know, the Blues were very similar, you know, had a lot of scoring by committee. There wasn't that one sort of superstar that they relied on. And now that the Blue Jackets have traded away Rick Nash, they're also seemingly going to embrace a, you know, scoring by committee until, you know, younger players like Johansson are ready to step up and take that next step forward. Can you compare the two forward groups between the Blues and the Blue Jackets?
That's a good question. I tend to just, that's a real good question. I think that what we expect with Columbus, the Blue Jackets, is a team that's going to be a forward group that's going to play heavy, physical, hard to play against. You know, Anisimov, Dubinsky, Foligno, a lot of the guys have size. There's new faces there, obviously, and I just named three of them, so you're going to need a process. Are they going to gel? Are they not going to gel? You hope they do, but you know, time will certainly tell us about that. But I think when you have a club that's going through a transition that we're going to have to go through, and my feeling is they were better than what they showed last year, the whole team. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to play a heavy game. You have to play a physical game, a responsible game defensively, a responsible game offensively, which leads to defense, a game that's fairly disciplined so you're not spending all day or all night in the penalty box, and find your scoring. Can the power play be something that you're going to lean on? We're going to have to figure a lot of this stuff out because there's a lot of new faces there. Johansson's playing right now in the American League, and he's going through a process of learning to play hard and learning to play with the way the pro game is. It's hard. The American League right now is a good league, mm-hmm. especially with a lot of the NHL players playing there. So it's going to be a feel our way. It's going to be a club that's going to try to find some forwards along the way here because we know that's what's needed mostly. And having three first-round draft picks coming up this next draft is going to be helpful. And we've got to make sure we hit on those and not miss. So it's going to be an adventure, but it should be fun.
John, as you're aware, you're well aware, a team's success can turn solely on the goaltending. And, mm-hmm. you know, easily the biggest difference between now and your former club and your current one, with all three netminders, you know, currently pending RFAs, is it possible that you might add a netminder when the season actually starts?
I don't know. I think we have to look and see what we have more than anything else. Mm-hmm. See where we go. See if one person jumps out and becomes your clear-cut number one. I know last draft this team went through a draft where they tried to add a lot of prospects in the goaltending position. One of them is Dansk, playing in Erie, getting a lot of work there for the Erie Otters. Saw him on television the other night. They beat the London team, which is a good team. And he was very good all the way through the shootout. They've got a big Finnish kid, Korpisalo, who I know the Blues looked at regarding the draft. I really liked him. But that's years down the road. So, I mean, both these guys that are there now are young guys. We'll just see how it goes. Feel our way. I'd hate to have to trade a significant asset to get a significant goalie when we hope we have goalies already that can get the job done.
John, final question here. You know, you talked to some people around hockey last year, and some may have thought that the Blue Jackets were a little bit light on scouting, maybe especially over in Europe. Is that something that you're going to look into and possibly expand?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is I'm looking at everything from top to bottom, A to Z. I know they changed a lot of their amateur scouts after the last draft. They made significant changes to their roster of scouts, and my job is to come in there as president of hockey operations to analyze everything. There's not going to be a rush to judgment by any means. I think when you rush to judgment, you can make a lot of mistakes. I don't plan on doing that. So we're going to have to assess and take a good look at everybody and go from there. I know that the draft is huge for us. It's important. And I think, frankly, when you look at the Blues, the Blue Jackets' drafting record, it certainly could have been better.
John Davidson, new president of hockey operations of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Thanks, JD.
Have a great day, gang. Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks very much.